Welcome back. Today I want to talk to you about something powerful from 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Paul writes, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Have you ever felt too young, too inexperienced, or maybe too nervous to share your faith? Paul's encouragement to Timothy still speaks to us today. Don't let age or what people think keep you from living boldly for Christ. God has always used young people to move his kingdom forward. Think about David defeating Goliath, Jeremiah speaking God's word as a young prophet, Mary carrying the Savior, or Timothy himself leading a church at a young age. Youth brings energy, passion, and fresh perspective. And here's the truth. The gospel doesn't need more years. It needs obedience and boldness. God doesn't wait for you to grow up before he can use you. He's ready to use you right now. Paul gives us six areas to focus on in 1 Timothy 4:12. And let's walk through those right now. First, in word, how we speak matters. Speak encouragement, truth, kindness. Secondly, in conduct, let your actions back up your faith. People believe what they see more than what they hear. Thirdly, in love, love people genuinely. Even when it's not easy, love opens the door for the gospel. In spirit, fourthly, carry zeal and passion for God. Be that person who shines hope in dark places. Fifthly, in faith, trust God openly, not just privately. People need to see your faith in action. And lastly, in purity, live with integrity in relationships, choices, and habits. Purity shows the world that you belong to Christ. These aren't just personal disciplines. They are public testimonies. They make your life a sermon that others can't ignore. Sharing the gospel doesn't mean you need a seminary degree or a perfect script. Sometimes the most powerful witness is simply sharing your story, how Jesus has changed your life. And here's the key. Young people often connect best with other young people. Your voice might reach hearts that the older generation can't. Romans 10:14 reminds us, how will they hear unless someone tells them? The gospel is urgent, and God has given you influence right now. So here's my challenge to you. This week, be intentional. Share your faith with one person, whether that's at school, at work, online, or even in your home. Remember, your youth is not a weakness, it's a platform. Don't wait for someday. Today is the day to live and share the gospel boldly. Thanks for listening. Now let's go out and be examples in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity for the glory of Christ.